AIDS, it's the biggest healthcare crisis facing the developing world. Because it's transmitted primarily through sexual contact, moral considerations have to be considered carefully when talking about methods to combat the disease. The president of the Pontifical Council for Health Pastoral Care, Cardinal Javier Lozano Barragan, is helping to draft an opinion for the Holy Father on legitimate ways to help prevent AIDS.
Nel caso ya propriamente de la collaborazione con altre agenzie, noi sappiamo per esempio.
Colonel Barragan told Vatican Radio that the issues include how much cooperation you can have with organizations which also promote methods contrary to church teaching. One archbishop who understands these problems is Cardinal Peter Turkson, the Archbishop of Cape Coast, Ghana. He says sometimes government prevention campaigns lead to even riskier behavior.
There's a very vigorous program, if you want, on in our media for the use of some of these methods. Now, we're saying that rather encourages promiscuity, which is the spread of HIV/AIDS, because condom invariably cost money. And you cannot guarantee that the kids, if even condom were safe, 100% safe, you cannot guarantee that every kid at the instance of sex will be able to apply condom. Therefore, would wish that kind of, you know, there would be room also for the kids to be challenged to a certain amount of promiscuity. But I refer to this as a challenge.
Cardinal Barragan says the church is trying to deal with this challenge. He says that even though the church teaches abstinence and faithfulness, not everyone follows these teachings.
Ci troviamo al di fronte di una coppia.
He says the church must figure out what the best course of action is when one member of a couple is infected and the other is not. When the study is done, Cardinal Barragan says it will be presented to Pope Benedict, who will make any decisions that are necessary with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. I'm Charles Collins.